Good morning, children. It is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. On the internet since 1999, podcasting for 18 years, I am right. I am always right. I have always been right. I have never been wrong. You are welcome. And welcome to another return to podcasting for the great one in the month of August while he's working his ass off. But we're not going to talk about all that because I want to get to the topic with the minimal amount of tangenting so that I can record this podcast and record the next podcast and then go do shit. Also, not that it matters a whole lot, but I feel, I feel the need to tell you this. Now, it's not about my venereal diseases or my butthole or anything like that. Feel the need to tell you out of some sense of integrity, not like moral integrity, but something that in this episode of the podcast, I will be stopping and starting. Because here's the deal. We're going to talk about a book. You already know what we're going to talk about from the title. So we're going to talk about this book, A Convenient Death, about Jeffrey Epstein. And I read this like 2 months ago. And I made notes of what pages there were things on I wanted to talk about. Well, now I've pretty much forgotten, you know, what's on the page I want to talk about. So what's going to happen? And then, so this morning, I'm like, all right, I'm finally going to do the podcast on this book. Where are my notes? Because I know somewhere there's a piece of paper that has written on it, A Convenient Death, marked for reading, page 67, page 172, page 176, page 200, page 208. So there it is. There's my notes. This is on this piece of paper. Right there. It took me, this is not even an exaggeration, took me 40 minutes to find this piece of paper because I'm so incredibly well organized here in my office. Now, the advantage of spending 40 minutes looking for this piece of paper, and you get a great one, you're tangenting right now. You're not getting to the point. Thank you. Thank you, guys. By the way, yes, I know about Lauren's divorce. Wait for it, guys. Wait for it. The podcast extravaganza about Lauren Southern's divorce is coming. Let me get through August, and believe you me, you're going to get it. Okay? You're going to get it. Because I was right. I said her marriage wasn't going to last. Oh, no, great one. You're jealous. You hate women. Don't you know women are princesses? Whatever. The great one called that one like a motherfucker. I mean, Ray Charles could have seen that coming. For you youngins, you don't even know who the fuck Ray Charles is, which is sad. Ray Charles, a great musician and blind. And even Ray Charles, blind as he was, could see Lauren Southern's divorce coming. This was not some great prediction. This, talk about stating the obvious. Holy fuck. Anyone who looked at Lauren Southern, I'm tangenting like a motherfucker now. Anyone who looked at Lauren Southern getting married and did not immediately think that marriage isn't going to last, that person is a fucking dumbass. Okay, this took zero fucking brain cells to predict. But that's not going to stop me from being proud and arrogant about the fact that I predicted it publicly on Twitter, where I can prove I predicted it. Because everybody does that all the time. You know, I predicted this coming. Did you really? Do you have evidence of that prediction? Oh, you don't? Then I don't care. Anyhow, don't you worry, guys. I am going to rub Lauren Southern's face in her own puddle of piss. Don't worry. It's coming. And I'm going to have a really good time doing it. So anyhow, took me 40 minutes to find the notes, but my multiple stacks of paper and spewings of paper that were all over the floor have now been condensed into one giant pile, which is literally Hitler, like 3 inches thick. And that's just one pile. I have three piles of podcasting material. In my fantasy world, I'm going to get around to talking about all this stuff. In reality, I know that's not going to happen. But today, we are going to talk about the book, A Convenient Death, The Mysterious Demise of Jeffrey Epstein, written by Elena Goodman and Daniel Halper. Now, as is expected of me, the great one knows a little bit about things, but not that much because he doesn't pay attention to the news. You know, I knew Jeffrey Epstein was a guy, and I knew he was a Jew, and I knew he was rich, and I knew he was banging little girls. I did not realize some of the extents to which he was doing things. This book, I'm reading this book and I'm just going, he did what? He did. I mean, guys, the guy basically just walked into rooms filled with people, half of whom he may not even know, and just announced, hey everybody, I just came from having sex with a 14-year-old girl. And of course, nobody said a fucking word. And when I say he walked into a room and announced, hey, I just finished having sex with a 14-year-old girl, at least according to this book, this is not an exaggeration. He would walk into rooms and announce that he just had sex with a 14-year-old girl. But hey, he's a rich Jew. Who's going to do anything? Who's going to dare to call the police on a rich Jew having sex with 14-year-old girls? Nobody's going to do that. That would be anti-Semitic. So anyhow, let's kick this shit off. We're on page 67. It worked like this. Epstein, or someone working on his behalf, would solicit a young girl to come to his house or where he was staying to give him a massage. Massage is in quotes, because that's what the kids are calling it. Literally, the kids, the 14-year-old girls, are calling it a massage. That's what the kids are calling it nowadays. The unsuspecting victim-in-waiting would nearly always be from a poor or otherwise disadvantaged background. Well, yeah, because little rich girls have better things to do than give massages. Little rich girls hire other people to give them massages. Actually, their daddy hires somebody to give them a massage. Okay, so yes, this is going to work on poor chicks. Or stupid chicks. Oh, wait, that's all of them. Oh my God, so I'm listening to the Dick Show. Here we go, here goes the tangents. I'm listening to the Dick Show and a guy writes into the Dick Show and says, hey Dick, you know how women are dumb and you do the glass of water and the gravity and you tip the water and you ask girls the five wars happened in and you ask girls to name the planets. That's his newest one. Ask a girl to name the planets. Don't say the nine planets. Try this, guys. Ask a girl, name the planets. See if you can find any girl who can name all nine planets. So somebody writes in and says, Dick, I got one for you. Until my girlfriend was 24 years old, she thought the sun and the moon were the same thing. That the moon was just what the sun looks like at night. Guys, the sun and the moon are the same thing. And so the guy says to his girlfriend, well, what about when the sun and the moon are in the sky at the same time? And her response to that was, well, that only happens occasionally. They vote. They want to be engineers. Guys, the sun and the moon are the same thing. Engineers. The American taxpayers are going to pay NASA to put one of those on the moon, which to them is the same thing as the sun. The moon is just the sun at night. And thus, it is a little difficult for me to have too much sympathy for these 14-year-old girls who are giving Jeffrey Epstein a massage. It really is. I don't have that much sympathy for the girls. This is more about Epstein is just a piece of shit. I really, in fact, you know what? I don't have any sympathy for the girls. None at all. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Their body, their choice. Strong, independent, girl boss. I bet most of them rode their fish bicycle to Jeffrey's house to give him the massage. Zero fucking sympathy. Zero. The sun and the moon are the same thing. Okay. She'd be offered a chance to make, say, $200 giving a massage wherein she'd be sexually coerced or assaulted by Epstein. Depending on how much sexual gratification she gave him, she'd be paid more. Well, that's a normal thing between a man and woman anyway. If you give me more sexual gratification, I'll take you out to dinner more often. This so far, we're just describing a normal relationship between a man and a woman. The woman is there for money. The man is there for sex. If she gives him more sex, he gives her more money. This is how it's worked for a long, long time. But on some... Hold on. I got to do something. I got to clear my throat. Not in the microphone, hopefully. And I need to move this over here like this. That's better. All right, now I need to find my beer. I'm drinking my second Dos Equis of the day. It is 11:30. Just finished a two-day fast, and this morning I had breakfast, which was a pile of pork, garlic, bratwurst. It was delicious. And then a brownie. That's nutritional food right there. Well, the meat is. The brownie, not so much. But on some occasions, the girl would not succumb. The girls never come. The girl would not succumb to Epstein's demands. But who cares? It doesn't matter if she comes or not, as long as I come. That joke's pretty old, but we got to keep doing it. That would be okay, too, so long as she, in turn, recruited other girls from her peer group who, in her place, would perform on demand. In fact, every girl had the opportunity to make more money this way, with the payment for recruiting being the same as for being sexually violated. Both became options. They could themselves service Epstein or recruit other kids to the cause. The ideal scenario in Epstein's eyes was for a girl to be both, to do both. So hold it. So these 14-year-old girls were recruiting other girls to have sex with Jeffrey Epstein. I have a question. This is a real question. This is a serious question. This is going to be funny, but it's also a real question. Are any of these girls in prison for sex trafficking women? You know, like Cobra Tate, who basically, as far as I could tell, just told a couple of women to shut the fuck up and leave him alone, and he went to prison. We got these whores running around sex trafficking other women, underage women, to a rich Jew. Oh, never mind. That's why they're not in prison. They were servicing a rich Jew. If Andrew Tate had been sex trafficking women to a rich Jew, well, he would be immune from going to prison. This is a real question. Are any of these girls in prison for sex trafficking? We know the answer. Because when Cobra Tate does it, he's got to go to prison. When a woman does it to other women, because women hate other women, it's her body, her choice, fish bicycle, patriarchy is oppressing her. This is why I'm saying I have no sympathy. None. No sympathy for any of these girls. Which all helps explain why Epstein targeted girls from lower income families. They were more attracted to the idea of getting paid $200. Well, yes, people who don't have money are going to be more motivated by the offer of money. I mean, this is not some great, delve into psych. Whoa, how do we really understand why these poor girls were having sex for money? Oh, I think I figured it out. They wanted money. Yes, they want money. And to a poor person, $200 is a lot of money. Hell, to me, $200 is a lot of money, not to have sex with Epstein. But, the amount of money I would need to suck Jeffrey Epstein's dick is lower than the amount of money that Bill Gates would need to suck Jeffrey Epstein's dick. That's assuming Bill Gates hasn't already sucked Epstein's dick for free, considering they were pals. But you know what I mean. Perhaps not an exorbitant sum, but an amount of money they had no other opportunity to obtain for an hour's work. Seriously, it takes an hour to get this guy off? Girl, I wouldn't pay a woman $200 to give me a massage, because I'm not going to pay a woman $200 for 23 seconds worth of effort. Additionally, their friends, right? Because women have friends. Their friends and their friends' friends could also more easily fall prey to the financier. Yes, I'm going to send my friends. I'm going to talk my friends. This is women's loyalty. So we're all men except for literal Hitler fangirl. Can you imagine going to, one of your good male friends and being like, hey, let me try to talk you into having sex with this rich Jewish guy. Or this rich Jewish chick. Now, I wouldn't have sex. Would you, here's the question, would you as a man try to talk another man into having sex with a woman you wouldn't have sex with? Of course not. But women, because women have no morals, because women don't care about anything except themselves, we'll go to their friends and say, hey, there's this creepy old guy that wanted to have sex with me for $200, and he was really gross, and I'm not going to have sex with him, but you should. I'm so glad I'm not a woman. Oh my God. Oh. There is another bonus, perhaps, that Epstein and his consorts had in mind when they plotted their devilish scam. Lower class kids would be less likely to be believed by law enforcement and adults. Whatever happened to believe women? Epstein's appetite was so ferocious, he would, at his height, require massages 3 times a day. I mean, look, I could get 3 massages a day for maybe a couple of days in a row. And after that, I'd be so tired of seeing a woman or women in general. I bet, will you go away? I just want to play Star Wars, okay? I just want to yell at the internet. I need to go to work. I guess when you're a rich Jew, you don't have to go to work. That's a lot of massaging. Moreover, he craved variety and youth. Well, yes, that's because he's a man. All men crave variety and youth in their sexual partners. Any man who says otherwise is lying, because he thinks that saying shit like that is going to get him laid. And it's not. Quote, he told me he wanted them as young as I could find them. Unquote. A victim, okay, a sex trafficker of women who claimed to have recruited at least 70 girls. would tell the Miami Herald, quote, he wanted as many girls as I could get him. It was never enough, unquote. This victim, notice how she's called a victim. This sex trafficker recruited at least 70 girls. As young as she could get them to have sex with Epstein. This is a real question. Why is she not in prison for sex trafficking? We know the answer. It's called Pussy Pass. Once again, this is women. Don't fall for this shit where women talk about how if they ran the world, everything would be better. And how women have morals, how women have virtue, all this other horse shit. Meeting Epstein's needs required a significant operation, which somehow or another completely escaped the scrutiny of the outside world. Now, the media can look at the videos of January 6th when all those guys took a self-guided tour of the Capitol building, and the media can see guns and murders and plots to overthrow the government and all sorts of stuff that isn't there. But nobody in the media could notice Epstein having sex with 14-year-old girls after walking into rooms filled with people and announcing, I just fucked a 14-year-old girl. Nobody anywhere in the media could locate that. His House staffers, including Maxwell, his assistant, Sarah Kellen, and his butler, Alfred Rodriguez, were needed to help keep the system running. So the entire staff of his household is involved, completely under the radar. Nobody sees anything. It's like the airplane that flew into the Pentagon. Not a single photograph or video of this anywhere in existence. Quote, he explained to me that, in his opinion, he needed to have 3 orgasms a day. It was biological, like eating, unquote, said Joanna Shoreberg, a woman who was in her early 20s when she started giving Epstein sexual massages. I want to see if I can find out what this girl looks like. I'm just curious. I'm going to type her name into Google and see what comes up. A great one. Yeah, it's going to be a long podcast day today. I'm just warning everybody. We could be here for a while. Well, obviously she's hit the wall now. I mean, that goes, oh, this, wait, is that, no. I mean, she's not, is that her? Yeah, I mean, obviously she's hit the wall hard now, but yeah, she wasn't that bad looking. I mean, she's a 6-ish. I mean, she's okay. All right, at this rate, this is going to be a long podcast. All right. The phone memos found by police in the house make it clear that his employees spent a large portion of their days trying to help feed his sexual appetite. See, everybody was in on it. It's totally okay. Why are none of these people who worked for him in prison for trafficking women? Oh, that's right, because he's a Jew. Many of the notes, written by household staffers, document phone messages from young girls and attempts to schedule Epstein's sessions. Quote, she is wondering if 2:30 is okay because she needs to stay in school, unquote, read one phone memo in February 2005. Prior to 2003, the recruiting of girls was handled primarily by Ghislaine Maxwell, however you pronounce that name, don't know, Maxwell, according to Epstein's house manager Juan Alisi and others. Maxwell often passed out business cards to pretty girls at spas and on college campuses. Quote, Miss Maxwell was the one that recruited, said Alisi in a court deposition. Quote, I remember one occasion or two occasions she would say to me, Juan, give me a list of all the spas in Palm Beach County and I will drive and I, what? Hold on. Let me start this sentence over. This is the quote. I remember one occasion or two occasions she would say to me, Juan, give me a list of all the spas in Palm Beach County, and I will drive her from one to the other to PGA in Boca, and she would go in and drop 20 business cards. Was never done by me or Mr. Epstein or anyone else that I know of, unquote. Alessi said Maxwell was demanding and would often make him drive her up and down the coast in search of girls to hire. Could Maxwell not drive herself? Quote, she was rotten spoiled, and she tried to drive the house like a palace and not a home, he said. Oh, you mean a woman was overbearing and tyrannical? Wow, that's shocking. Although Maxwell was Epstein's girlfriend at the time, she seemed eager to bring additional women for him, according to Schulberg. Quote, she let me know that she was... She would not, what? She let me know, she let me know that she was, she would not be able to please Epstein as much as he needed. And that is why there were other girls around, unquote, said Schulberg in a court deposition. As Epstein was finding his way in a new social class, he had found a partner to help navigate this new world. Together with Maxwell, he was able to satisfy his social needs and sexual desires. But Maxwell's friend, Goldman, and the British socialites never gave... But Maxwell's friend, Goldman, said the British socialite, that's Maxwell, she's a British socialite. Maxwell's friend Goldman said the British socialite never gave up hope that her relationship with Epstein would one day have a degree of normalcy. Quote, Goldman said in an interview, quote, I guess she kept thinking if she brought one more girl, did one more thing, that he would marry her. She really thought that he would marry her in the end. She always, always, always believed that, unquote. And that's because women are delusional. Well, if I just bring him enough underage girls to have sex with, he will marry me. Yes, that indicates a complete fundamental misunderstanding of how the world works. That's right up there with the sun and the moon are the same thing. As I delve back into this book, I'm not sure if I'm going to read anything about this later on, but also in the book, it tells about a couple of times where television reporters were ready to go public with information about Epstein and his antics, and mostly female TV reporters. And oddly enough, the female television reporters who were going to call attention to Epstein having sex with underage girls were told to shut the fuck up about it and not report on it by the Jewish-controlled media organizations they work for. Imagine that. Can you imagine the Jews who run the media telling female reporters not to talk about a rich Jewish guy having sex with 14-year-old girls? I mean, I don't know if I can believe this. Honestly, this is like someone telling me that the sun and the moon are not the same thing. I don't know if I can believe something that stupid. Obviously, the sun and the moon are the same. They're both round and they're both up in the sky. All right, we're on page 171. If academics had not had their heads in the sand, perhaps they too would have seen the warning signs. If they would have seen... Guy, the Epstein's, he had the fucking warning signs were everywhere around this guy. How in the fuck? Perhaps they would have seen the warning signs. This is a testimony to how stupid people are. This is just like the Wuhan hoax. The television comes on and tells you there's people dying from a pandemic. And you look around you and everybody's fine, but it's on the TV. And you sit there in real life and you look at Jeffrey Epstein and he's got a 14-year-old girl massaging his dick, giving him a hand job until he squirts. But I mean, you look at the TV, well, there's nothing about it on the TV, so obviously it didn't happen. This is a testimony to how fucking stupid the sheep are. All these educated people. Oh, here's Jeffrey Epstein. There's a 14-year-old girl stroking his dick. Oh, I have a PhD. I have no idea what's going on. If academics had not had their heads in the sand, perhaps they too would have seen the warning signs. Because Epstein was prone to outburst, unusual, shocking, and vulgar displays in front of his scholarly crowd, according to one member. Quote, some people would come to his dinners, including myself. I even had them, unquote. Pivar recalls, I don't know who Pivar is. He's some educated person. Quote, Jeffrey brought these people together and thought that he was causing basic thought process to happen, which he sort of was, even though they were sort of irrelevant. I mean, to bring together a bunch of scientists and say, what is gravity? Which is ridiculous in a way, even though it's a question nobody can answer. But he would do that kind of stuff, just for the sake of it. I don't know what. And Jared Lanier and all that group, the greatest thinkers that they were, he brought together with a purpose of thinking, rightfully or wrongfully, that he was going to introduce some kind of logic or something, some special kind of thought process, which others hadn't thought of, which of course is absurd. While everybody was watching, we began to realize he didn't know what he was talking about. Then after a couple of minutes, Jeffrey had no attention span whatsoever, he would interrupt the conversation and change it and say things like, quote, what does that got to do with pussy, unquote. Moreover, this is not a quote. This is not a quote from Pivar. Moreover, when he did express ideas and not just shout pussy, he offered some of the most radical views one can imagine. Now, brace yourselves. Radical views, okay? Are you ready for this? This is a radical view, according to the authors of this book. This is a radical view. Are you sitting down? He argued in favor of eugenics, masked by a stringent view of science. For Epstein, the biological sciences were particularly intriguing. Quote, he thought everything was biology. He was very focused on biology, unquote, said Dershowitz, Dershowitz, Dershowitz. Guys, imagine this. Come with me for a moment. Let's enter into a theoretical world that couldn't possibly exist in reality. A world where there's a group of people, a genetic group of people called Jews, who have an ethnostate and claim that they have a higher IQ than everyone else because of their genetics. Can you imagine such a group of people existing and believing in eugenics? Why, I can't even conceive of such a thing happening. A Jew interested in eugenics. I mean, after all, the Jews do all have statistically higher IQs, right? Because they're Jews. They're such fucking geniuses. I mean, they do have the only ethnostate left on the planet Earth. But you see, Epstein was this outlier because he was interested in biology as opposed to all the people who are telling little kids that there's no such thing as boys and girls, who have no interest in biology whatsoever. Yes, he was the only Jew interested in eugenics. The only one. The rest of them are race mixing like crazy, right? The other Jews, they can't wait to reproduce with non-Jews. Only Jeffrey Epstein was interested in eugenics. Quote, he was not religious, unquote. Dershowitz, Dershowitz, Dershowitz said in an interview, quote, he was fascinated by law and science, unquote. There are no Jews who are religious. Adam would say the Jews are satanic. I would just say they're evil. But you can't be either satanic or evil and be religious. There are no religious Jews. You're welcome. Epstein in time would become an advocate of transhumanism, which is different from trannies. The New York Times, which first reported Epstein's view on this matter, I'm all out of beer. I'm so lost without it. No, I do have more beer in the fridge, but I'm just not going to drink anymore for now. Epstein, in time, would become an advocate of transhumanism. The New York Times, which first reported Epstein's view on the matter, it didn't notice anything about him fucking 14-year-old girls, defined the ideology as, quote, the science of improving the human population through technologies like genetic engineering and artificial intelligence, unquote. Whereas, of course, the way to improve the human population is to stop the inferior people from breeding. But here's the thing. If you stop inferior people from breeding, Google and Microsoft don't make money on that. Follow, you know, let's tangent for a minute. You know, in that episode of that episode, you know, that one episode, in the most recent episode of The Greasy Pole, Adam and I were talking about cholesterol and how it's all bullshit. And it is, it's all bullshit. Something that occurred to me later, because it does, right? Is your cholesterol too high? Is it too low? What's the range you're supposed to? All this horse shit, it changes. It's changed so many fucking times. And it occurs to me, this is a theory. I have no evidence for what I'm about to say, though somebody could probably do a sufficient amount of research to either support or disprove my thesis that I'm about to put forth. Here's how I'm willing to bet money that it happens. A pharmaceutical company is doing drug research. And so they have this drug and they're testing, what does this thing do? They found this chemical compound. Hey, this might do something to cholesterol. What does it do? So they test it out and they find out that what it does is it will, I'm just going to make shit up here, it will make your type 1 cholesterol go down. Okay, now we have a drug that makes type 1 cholesterol go down. So now we start an advertising campaign saying that type 1 cholesterol is too high in people and they need to lower it. So what I'm saying is, first the pharmaceutical company comes up with a drug and they look at what the drug does, and then that's what they sell. None of this shit on cholesterol levels is based on any fucking science. There's zero fucking science behind any of this shit. It is, I guarantee you, it is almost entirely driven. There's going to be a couple of, you know, rogue researchers out there that do some real research and are not getting paid by the pharmaceutical corporations. But all this cholesterol shit, I guarantee you, it's driven by what drug does some company come up with and what does it do to cholesterol. And if it makes your type 1 cholesterol lower, well, then everybody's type 1 cholesterol is too high. Because otherwise, why would anyone buy the drug? How are we going to sell this? If everybody's type 1 cholesterol is okay, or if it needs to be higher, and our drug makes it lower, well, nobody's going to buy it. So what do? We tell it, oh, your type 1 is too high, guys. You need to buy our drug. Bucintra Passos. And we make up some weird fucking word. These fucking weird-ass names. And I get it, because you got to have a .com website for your fucking drug. So you've got to make up all these stupid names. My God. If I was a dictator of America, I would literally Hitler. Literally Hitler, shut down all the pharmaceutical corporations and anyone who actually couldn't live without, they'd die. Everybody else would go cold turkey and suddenly discover that they don't actually need the drugs because the drugs aren't doing anything. Or the drugs are fucking them up more so than they'd be without the drugs. I would shut down every fucking pharmaceutical corporation. The only thing you'd be allowed to manufacture would be aspirin. End of discussion. Well, great one. What about, no, aspirin. You're welcome. Guys, if you got anything going on that can't be fixed with aspirin and alcohol, and I mean alcohol like on your wound and alcohol in your stomach. If you got anything going on that can't be fixed by aspirin and alcohol, well, then you should be dead. That's called natural selection. It's what you people who believe in science, you know, don't believe in. We can't have natural selection. Why, everybody should spit out babies. You know, while we're talking about that, let me tangent for a moment on this one. Here's another thought that I had. We have already, we as a society and as a species, have already circumvented natural selection to such a fucking degree. Right? I talked about the Dick Show episode. I played it for you where the fucking fat women get the fucking, cesarean section to pull the baby out because they're too fat to have kids. Right? Here, another way in which we've completely circumvented natural selection is when women can get pregnant with turkey basters. Right? The sperm donor thing and this. There was a time when in order to reproduce, you had to be at least somewhat pleasing to a member of the opposite sex. Right? This goes both ways, men and women. Men didn't have children. Men didn't pass along their genetics without being at least pleasing enough, physically fit enough, intelligent enough, all this other stuff, for a woman to be willing to have sex with him. And women didn't get to pass on their DNA unless they could somehow or another be attractive enough, which for women, the bar is a lot lower than it is for men because men just want to fuck, right? But still, a woman had to be able to get a man to have sex with her. So there was some kind of baseline there that women below that, there's women who just for the life of them could not get a man to have sex with them. They weren't going to reproduce. Now those women go to the sperm bank and they get some sperm and they spit out kids. You know, there are those who say, well, and people come and they say it's over for the human species and it's over for America and all No. It is. It's over because we have, right now, we have destroyed our fucking gene pool so badly that a huge percentage of the population, literally Hitler, cannot survive without medication. The diabetics, people on dialysis. I mean, there's people who are so fat they need help to stay alive. As a species, our genetics are so fucking destroyed that a huge portion of the population, if just taken and dropped into the wilderness without electricity and refrigeration and little motor scooters and pharmaceutical corporations, 40% of people would die within a week because they can't fucking function, because they are so genetically inferior that they require an artificial environment called our society, called North America. They require this artificial environment to keep them alive. And there's no reversing this shit. Once again, you can't take those whatever breed it is, those dogs that have been bred to the point where they can't even fuck on their own. Humans have to hold them up and help them fuck. Like, you can't take 100 of those dogs and breed them back into wolves. That's gone. And that's us. We have inbred and downbred and crossbred and fucked up bred so fucking badly that we have wiped ourselves out over here in North America. Oddly enough, the Jews aren't doing this. Fascinating. All right, back to the book. Quote, on multiple occasions, starting in the early 2000s, Mr. Epstein told scientists and businessmen about his ambitions to use his New Mexico ranch as a base where women would be inseminated with his sperm and would give birth to babies. According to two award-winning scientists and an advisor to large companies and wealthy individuals, all of whom Mr. Epstein told about it. Quote, the Times reported in 2019, a week and a half before he died in a Manhattan holding cell. But nobody noticed it. Once again, if I went out and I said, you know, I'd like to have a farm where I impregnate women with my sperm and they have children, I would be a white supremacist. But see, when a Jew wants to inseminate women with his sperm out on a ranch in New Mexico and have them produce babies, see, that's okay. Nobody bats an eye. Totally fine. And just to be clear, I would like to have a ranch out in New Mexico where I personally select women and then impregnate them and they have my children. I'm not saying Epstein is wrong. I'm certainly not saying he's a bad person, not on this account right here. For this one thing, he's not wrong and he's not a bad person. I completely agree. I want to do that too. My only point is that if I did it, if Cobra Tate did it, we would go to jail for sex trafficking. When Jeffrey Epstein does it, it's okay. Everybody's just Jeffrey. It's fine. You know, he probably just needs to have sex with another 14-year-old and he'll be okay. Quote, once at a dinner at Mr. Epstein's mansion on Manhattan's Upper East Side, the author Jaron Lanier said he talked to a scientist who told him that Mr. Epstein's goal was to have 20 women at a time impregnated on his 33,000 square foot Zorro ranch in a tiny town outside Santa Fe. Unquote. At another event, Epstein praised cryonics, stating he, quote, wanted his head and penis to be frozen. Unquote. He wants his penis to be frozen. Okay. Work with me here for a moment. Now, this is a guy who is obsessed with eugenics and biology. He wants his head and his penis to be frozen. Now, if I was going to preserve any parts of my body, I'm going to preserve my head, because that's where the brain is, right? The brain is important, because that's where all this, that's where all the thinking, that's where all of this fucking wisdom and humor that you're hearing right now comes from, because what could be funnier than a fucking, and apparently his dick was misshapen. That's what this, I don't even want to know, but apparently his dick was very oddly shaped, okay? So my head is where all of this wisdom and humor, because this is funny, is coming from. I want to preserve my head. Why would I want to save my penis? Because you say, well, great one. How are you going to impregnate all those guys? You impregnate women with sperm. Now, maybe Epstein doesn't know this because he's so into biology and eugenics and science, okay? The penis is not where sperm comes from. Now, I know you may think that the testicles and the penis are the same thing, kind of like the sun and the moon are the same thing. Sperm comes from the testicles. Why would you preserve your penis? You would preserve your testicles. You know, if you knew anything about biology. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not Jewish. I don't have an astronomically high IQ. Maybe I don't know what the fuck. Maybe the sun and the moon are the same thing. Maybe I'm the stupid one. He also donated $20,000 to the... How much is $20,000 to a millionaire or billionaire, whatever he was? Donated $20,000 to the World Transhumanist Association, whose stated mission is, quote, to deeply influence a new generation of thinkers who dare to envision humanity's next steps, unquote, and personally financed individual transhumanist advocates. Advocates. Oh, advocates. I'm sure they were accomplishing a lot. Advocates. Dershowitz, and other academics now claim to have pushed back against these radical views. You know, they claim that now. Now they're claiming, oh, we disagreed. At the time, they were sucking his dick, metaphorically. But now they're, oh, we totally disagreed with him. Oh, that's convenient that you would claim that now. Nevertheless, Epstein maintained a collection of impressive friends. The evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould, the cognitive psychologist Steven Pinker, and molecular biologist Richard Axel, among others. Quote, I met Jeffrey Epstein at discussions at a research center at Harvard, explained Noam Chomsky, in an email exchange. Quote, neither I, nor as far as I know any others, had a sense that he was trying to ingratiate himself or anything else. He was participating and sometimes brought with him some outstanding mathematicians and scientists whom we were all pleased to have joined the discussions, unquote. Wasn't that amazing? Noam Chomsky is saying that Jeffrey Epstein was not weird at all and that he was a great guy who contributed to the scientific conversation. Why isn't that amazing? Noam Chomsky would say something like that about a pedophile. Shocking. There's another reason so many scientists were interested in Epstein, but few would publicly acknowledge it. Quote, for money, you understand, this was going on why he had all these scientist friends, unquote, said one academic who is close with the financier. Quote, he had a lot of money. He was known to give it away, so a zillion people would show up asking for it. The feeling of pretension was important to him. I didn't get it, but he was always visiting another academic for no reason, unquote. Hang on, I'm scanning to see if I need to keep reading. So I should supposed to have done that already. But for some, keeping Epstein around might have been out of sympathy. Pevere believes his buddy was, quote, totally, 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 totally misunderstood, unquote. Yes, you see, Epstein was not having sex with 14-year-old. I keep saying having sex. From what they say here, he didn't really have sex. He was sexually dysfunctional. He just had these girls, like, give him hand jobs or blowjobs or something like that. I mean, there's not a lot of graphic detail about the actual sex. But I get the impression that he wasn't, like, bending them over and fucking, you know, tearing them up from behind doggy style and stuff like a porn star. He was pretty, I get the impression that he was just having these girls stroke his dick until he busted a nut. But I could be wrong. God fucking knows what the hell actually happened. Anyway, he was totally, 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 totally misunderstood. While he claims to have cut ties with Epstein after Maria Farmer, one of his first known accusers of sexual misconduct, confided in him that she had been held against her will by Epstein and Maxwell, also known as kidnapping, also known as sex trafficking, for which, you know, somebody like Cobra Tate would be in prison for that, but which apparently Jews can do whenever they want. He believes Epstein acted out of a medical condition. You see, Epstein did this to these women because he had a medical condition. Do we see any trends coming up here? Because you see, no. They're not pedophiles. They're minor attracted persons. See, this is a medical condition. See, they can't, and you can't discriminate against people for medical conditions. See, if you need a hand job 3 times a day from a 14-year-old girl, that's a medical condition. Quote, the particular thing is, let's put it this way, now that you've got me thinking, Jeffrey had a severe case of what's called satyritis, the male counterpart of nymphomania, except that he had the money and the wherewithal to work it out, to manage to supply himself with 3 underage girls every day, unquote, Pevere told Mother Jones. So here's a guy telling Mother Jones magazine that Epstein is supplying himself with 3 underage girls every day. Oh, nothing to see here. Nothing. There's no sexual trafficking happening at all. Nobody should go to prison. Everything is fine. Sun, moon, same thing. It's all good. #believewomen. He continues, quote, who knows how many men have that? And the difference is that if there are other ones who have it, I don't know. They probably go around raping or God knows what they do. Jeffrey had the money to do it politely, namely by getting complacent young girls, unquote. See, Jeffrey was doing it politely. He was politely having 14-year-old girls stroke his dick in exchange for money. Politely. See, Cobra, if you'd have just told these whores to shut the fuck up and taken their money away from them politely, you'd have gotten away with it. Oh, well, and if you were Jewish, of course. He politely. No, our civilization is fucked. This is not an opinion. We are fucked. He was politely paying 14-year-old girls to recruit other 14-year-old girls to stroke his dick. So for some in the smart set, these are the smart people. For some, in, you know, some educated people, are the dumbest fucking humans on earth. So for some in the smart set, Epstein was a psychological tragedy, not a psycho sex fiend. He's a tragedy. It's so tragic. Quote, if Jeffrey Epstein was found guilty of fooling around with one 16-year-old trollop, nobody would pay attention, unquote, Pivar asserted, bizarrely framing it as a quantitative problem rather than a qualitative one. Perhaps another reason he developed an interest in a decidedly intellectual cause was to cultivate relationships with charitable enterprises to mask some of his financial shenanigans. And there's a bit beer. Apparently, he did a whole lot of money laundering. Of course, nobody noticed that either. I mean, well, look at this, a Jew laundering money. Nothing to see here. Another thing, I'm skipping a little bit. Another thing happened in 2015 to once again thrust Epstein into the news. The gossip site Gawker published The Holy Grail, the full but redacted contents of the Little Black Book. It was Epstein's full phone book detailing the contact information for his friends and associates. Quote, an annotated copy of the address book, which also contains entries for Alec Baldwin, Ralph Finesse, Griffin Dunn, I don't know who any of these people are. Well, I know who Alec Baldwin is. New York Post gossip columnist Richard Johnson, Ted Kennedy, we know who he is, David Koch, filmmaker Andrew Jarisky, and all manner of people you might expect a billionaire to know, turned up in court proceedings after Epstein's former house manager, Alfredo Rodriguez, who assisted in the trafficking of all these women, tried to sell it in 2019, unquote, the reporter Nick Byron noted in his Gawker piece. Quote, about 50 of the entries, including many of Epstein's suspected victims, as well as and accomplices, as well as Donald Trump, Courtney Love, Ehud Barak, Alan Dershowitz, and others were circled by Rodriguez, unquote. The names were shocking, and yet nothing happened. It was shocking. It was not shocking enough for anybody to do anything. It's not shocking enough. Now, remember, the Department of Homeland Security has time to go on the internet and pretend to be 14-year-old girls and try to entrap people in Rapid City into trying to have sex with them. The Department of Homeland Security has time for that. The federal government does not have any time at all, no time whatsoever, to investigate a rich Jew who is openly, admittedly having sex with 14-year-old girls and laundering money. No time for that whatsoever. We are so busy. Holy fuck. Like, you know, we're so busy in the month of August. We really appreciate you giving us all this, presenting all this evidence of how this, you know, rich Jewish guy is trafficking 14-year-old girls for sex and laundering money. But, you know, we're really busy this month. We're not going to be able to get around to it. you know, we'll kind of put that on the back burner, maybe sometime a little bit later, you know, after we hire some more people and get them trained up and we get a little bit more budget. Okay, maybe we'll be able to, because right now we're really, really focused on seeing if we can catch any pedophiles in Rapid City by going on Craigslist and pretending to be 14-year-old girls. That's really our focus right now. We think that's what's most going to contribute to national security and help to, you know, eliminate the sexual trafficking of women. That along with putting Cobra Tate in prison. That's what we're really focused on right now. But thanks a lot. Thanks for the evidence, but we just don't have time. Our civilization is fucked. We're dead. We're gone. It's over. This is the decline. The names were shocking. Many had claimed not to have known Epstein, while even more were never asked. The book provided an intimate connection between those in the phone book and those in the admitted sexual predator. As New York Times Magazine wrote, the book showed Epstein, quote, deeply enmeshed in the highest social circles, unquote. Epstein's house manager, Alfredo Rodriguez, had been trying to shop the book around, asking a price of $50,000. I'd been asked for a lot more than $50,000. You're a dumbass. He had unsuccessfully been seeking a payday since 2009. Of course, no one's buying it for $50,000. Why? I mean, why would you want to buy that for $50,000? Nobody's going to do anything about it, right? Indeed, his attempt to sell the information backfired. The FBI got wind of his effort to sell evidence behind their backs, resulting in a stiff 18-month sentence. Why? They weren't going to do anything with the evidence. I mean, once again, are any of these people who helped Epstein traffic women, are any of them in prison for trafficking women? No. I guess I could be wrong. Maybe some of them are. Any people? Do you know? Are any of these people in prison for trafficking women? If I'm wrong, let me know. In December 2014, Rodriguez died, allegedly, of mesothelioma, whatever that is, allegedly. Within a month, the Black Book, which had been Rodriguez's insurance policy while he was alive, was published. Ultimately, however, the press did not use the publication of the Black Book and the subsequent publication of the private flight logs from Epstein's private jets as a blueprint to blow the whole sordid story into the open. Well, imagine that. The press did not use this information. The Jewish-controlled press did not use this information to expose the sexual trafficking antics of a rich Jew. Wow, imagine that. I am shocked. I am so fucking shocked. I can't believe this. All right, this has got to be fake news. Rich Jews would protect another rich Jew? What? Quote, Gawker got lots of hits. They published his flight manifest too. But ultimately, I was stunned that no one in the mainstream media was willing to touch the subject matter. Unquote. The reporter Nick Bryant, who had the amazing scoop, said in 2019, I'm shocked that no Jewish-controlled mainstream media would touch this information about a rich Jew sexually trafficking 14-year-old girls. I am shocked. Are you shocked? I'm shocked. This is like someone telling me that the sun and the moon are not the same thing. I'm shocked. Fucking shocked. All right, we're on the home stretch here. One more little bit to read. Again, this book, A Convenient Death, The Mysterious Demise of Jeffrey Epstein by Elena Goodman and Daniel Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R. I really recommend it. There's way more. There's stuff in here about how was he collecting you know, blackmail information or whatever on all these rich people. You know, was he blackmailing? Did he have things on them? Yada, yada, yada. Over here it says, you know, Epstein also had a close relationship with the former Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Barak. Shocking. Shocking. Israeli Prime Minister, shocking. So, I mean, there's a fuck ton of stuff in here. The book is very easy to read. It is, there's, what do you call those things? Footnotes. Like, this isn't just made up shit. There's documentation on where they're getting this information. There's links back here where you can find the stuff they're talking about. So it's a pretty well-written book. Like, it's not a lot of opinions on the part of the authors. They do a really good job of, you know, they quote people, but as far as what the authors are writing, they don't make accusations that aren't obviously based on something. So it's a very good book, easy to read. It's a bit over two, what is this, about 220 pages or so. I do recommend that you read this book if, you know, if you give a shit about finding out what a scumbag this guy was. And I'm on the wrong page. Let me flip to the right page so I can read this. Moreover, there was first, so now we're at the very, this is the very end of the book. There, is it the very, very, it is the very, very end of the book. Moreover, there was further cause for concern when the feds discovered, this is after he's been arrested. Finally, he's finally been arrested, you know, because we finally managed to notice the 14-year-old girls recruiting other 14-year-old girls to give him hand jobs. Somebody finally noticed this. Oh my God, you mean the sun and the moon are different? Who knew? Moreover, there was further cause for concern when the feds discovered cash, diamonds, and an Australian passport in the raid. Epstein certainly had motive and means to flee the country. Quote, just this morning, the government became aware of a safe that contained a pile of cash, diamonds, a passport from a foreign country with a picture of the defendant under another name. Unquote. Alex Rosemiller, Ross Miller, an assistant U.S. attorney said in court. Quote, the passport was issued in the name of a foreign country. It was issued in the 1980s. It expired. It showed a picture of Jeffrey Epstein and another name. Unquote. Ross Miller added. We would have noticed this sooner, but we were busy pretending to be 14-year-old girls on the internet trying to entrap men in Rapid City for wanting to have sex with imaginary 14-year-old girls while completely ignoring the rich Jew who actually was having sex with 14-year-old girls. Even more disturbing, as Epstein's lawyers negotiated with state prosecutors over a deal. Why is there any negotiation? Just the fact that we're going to negotiate on this. This is not negotiation territory. This is firing squad territory. This is hanging by a noose until he's dead territory. And that's just because he's Jewish. We haven't got to the sex trafficking 14-year-old girls yet. Honestly, I don't really give a shit about the girls. They did it. They're strong. They're independent. They can do it all. I mean, a whole bunch of those girls are going to grow up to be engineers. They're fucking geniuses. I really don't get, even though I keep saying, you know, sex trafficking, 14-year-old girl, I really don't give a shit about the girls. Fuck them. Even more disturbing, because, you know, all this stuff that's come before is not disturbing enough. Even more disturbing, as Epstein's lawyers negotiated with state prosecutors over a deal, it became clear that he was unwilling to accept any real restrictions on his interactions with young women and children as part of a settlement agreement. Because we should be negotiating a settlement with this guy. His attorneys quibbled with prosecutors over a clause that would bar Epstein from interacting with minors, not minors as in coal miners, but minors as in 14-year-old girls who give handjobs, without a state-approved adult supervisor. When you have a society where you even have to talk about, do we need to have a government employee present when a particular person is interacting with people under the age of 18? Like, when that's something in your society you're even having a serious discussion about, you know you're fucked. Can you imagine that conversation being held like back in the 1700s? Can you imagine that conversation being held in 1980? Epstein also asked for a special exception regarding his goddaughter, one of Eva and Glenn Dubin's daughters, who was 11 years old at the time. Quote, "I need to confirm that Mr. Epstein may be with his goddaughter without supervision," unquote, wrote Epstein's lawyer Guy Fronston in the April 16, 2006 letter to state prosecutors. Epstein had a, quote, "fixation," unquote, with his goddaughter and displayed a nude photograph of her as a young child in his home, one of his friends recalled in an interview. This is called child pornography. There are federal agents who want to put people in prison for having drawings of underage girls. Drawings, because the girl in the drawing can be underage, right? Because girls and drawings are real. You know, kind of like the moon and the sun are the same thing. So the federal government wants to find people who have drawings of underage girls and put them in prison for child pornography. But Epstein has a picture of his naked 4-year-old goddaughter hanging on the wall. Well, when a Jew does it, it's art. Quote, "Suddenly there is a picture of a naked 4-year-old. I said, what the hell is that about on the wall? He said, that's my goddaughter. He had some fixation with the goddaughter," unquote, said the friend in an interview. Quote, "That put it together for me. Having a picture of a naked girl on the wall is bizarre. It wasn't a sexual picture, but she didn't have any pants on," unquote. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Berman, who is overseeing the case, found the prosecution's argument compelling. Despite Epstein's offer to put up an astronomical $100 million bond, his bail request would be denied. He was deemed a flight risk and repeat offender likely to harm kids if he were ever to walk free again. Quote, "The crimes Mr. Epstein has been charged with, which took us how many fucking years to notice, are among the most heinous and in the law, principally, in the court's view, because they involve minor girls," unquote, Bergman declared. So had they involved minor boys, not a big deal. Because, of course, sex trafficking boys is fine because they'll grow up to be homosexuals and we want more homosexuals. But sex trafficking minor girls, well, now that's something you got to be punished for, even if you are a Jew. Quote, "Mr. Epstein's alleged excessive," the fact that the alleged fact that the sun and the moon are different, "Mr. Epstein's alleged excessive attraction to sexual conduct with or in the presence of minor girls," his excessive attraction to sexual conduct with or in the presence of minor girls. Okay, it's called, just say fucking 14-year-olds. Can we just call things what they are? Our legal system, our court system, our justice system is a complete fucking disaster. Mr. Epstein's ongoing desire to fuck 14-year-old girls, which is said to include his soliciting and receiving messages from young girls and young women, perhaps as many as four a day, appears likely to be uncontrollable. It seems fair to say that Mr. Epstein's future behavior will be consistent with past behavior. Unquote. And that's that. That's all I had marked for reading. It's that the whole book is good. It's... Whew, boy. I learned a lot of shit I did not know and some things I didn't want to know. Anyhow, that's it. We are done with this. Got through that. The great one is now potentially going to go over to Jambones and have some good food. But I don't know for sure. Anything could happen. Or maybe I'm just going to go get a hand job from a 14-year-old.